Welcome to episode 1000 of the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So for those of you that have been here from the beginning, that have gone through the 1,000 episodes that we've done, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being here, and I'm hoping that what's happened is you've become a happier person overall by adopting some of the things that we've talked about over this time frame. And so for today, I was looking for something that would really epitomize what we're doing every day. And I came across an article that was written by a guy named Eric Barker today that really touched on what generates happiness. And if we look at the happiest people on the planet, what are they doing that gets them there? And there's 8 or 9 things that we can really look at and say, if you do these things, you will be a happier person. And I'm gonna click through these one at a time in no particular order. But again, if you're able to do these things, your life is gonna be better. So one of the ideas that came up is exercise, right? Exercise, we know, creates endorphins. It makes you better able to cope with things. You're in better physical condition if you're exercising. Just simply getting out and doing something to raise your heart rate, regardless of whether it's going to the gym or playing a sport that you love, makes a big difference in your overall happiness. Doing things for others, where you get the appreciation of being in service to other people, is a major driver of happiness. Another idea is seeing things from the positive, right? Looking at things as an optimist as opposed to a pessimist, it drives a long way to really creating happiness in your life. If you can live in the moment as opposed to of now versus living in the past or the future, you're going to be a much happier person. And what we know is the most spiritually evolved people on the planet live more of their time in the now than they do in the past or in the future. And if you can have the greatest percentage of your waking hours living in the now, you're going to be much happier. Remember, stress, outside of being chased by a bear, stress doesn't really happen in the now. Stress comes when you worry about something you did in the past or you're thinking about something negative that could happen to you in the future. That's where the stress comes because you begin to have fear over it. 99% of the stress that we go through in life comes from past and future and not present. So if you can live in the present, you worry less, you stress less, and life is better. When we look at happy people, we know they have very strong relationships and they spend a lot of time with those people that they really enjoy being with. So surrounding yourself with great people and really checking in with those people and spending time there makes a tremendous difference. You know, we're social animals. When you have people around us and you really enjoy those people, your life is much better. The idea of appreciation, again, always comes in because if you're in appreciation, you're in a much better mindset, right? And you look for more positive things in life. Another thing we know is people that are constantly growing. They're learning. They're doing new things, right? If you're in a dead-end job and there's nothing challenging you, you're probably not all that happy because you spend more of your time at work than doing anything else in your life, for most of us anyway. But if you're in a challenging environment where you're constantly growing, right, and you're fueling your mind, then you're growing. And if you're growing, you're moving forward. And if you're moving forward, you tend to be much happier. And if you're good at all these things and you're taking advantage of working out and having a strong social network and living in the now and appreciating what's around you, when challenges come your way, you're able to face those challenges head on, and they don't typically knock you completely off your game and become all-consuming. But when you don't have the tools to deal with it, that's when things get bad for you. So the idea of taking on these challenges and having the tools makes you a much happier person. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, just take to heart some of these ideas around happiness and some of the biggest drivers of happiness, and see if you can incorporate more of it into your life.